When you master your mind, you will master your life. Welcome to the Self Mastery Podcast.
Alrighty guys, here we are. We're with my main man, Jeffrey Garland, an absolute expert in what he does. If you guys have been following our Facebook lives, or if you've just been following whatever we've been doing, obviously you're going to know that this man's on the scene because he knows his stuff very, very, very well. And yeah, he's here to chat to us today about his tour that he's just done and a few other little sneaky insights on how you guys can make a massive, massive change, whatever that is for you. So Jeffrey, welcome. How are you, my man?
Morning, Luke. How are you, mate?
Yes,
very thanks well. For having me on.
Oh, mate, how cool is this? Something a little bit different.
It's nice to be able to sit down and have a conversation rather than drive somewhere, have a chat, and then drive another 1,000 kilometres. It's good, mate. So thanks for taking the time.
Awesome, mate. No worries at all. So look, what have you been up to? I suppose, you know, if guys are only just jumping on and, you know, listening to us for the first time, what have you been doing over the last couple of weeks? You've been on a massive tour. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, for the last 3 weeks, I've been touring around New South Wales, raising awareness about post-traumatic stress in the emergency services through my 000 trauma tour. For those who don't know me, I'm a retired senior sergeant. I served 16 years in the police before I was medically discharged with post-traumatic stress in October 2011. And I've now fully recovered from the condition. I've written a book called Split Second, and I'm just a massive advocate to help those and try and provide better education and support for those who are serving, those who are retired and their families, so that they won't have to go through the traumas of post-traumatic stress and to learn about what it is to help extend their careers and save their lives and also provide the best support for them throughout their career.
Definitely, definitely. And it's such a massive passion and purpose for you because not only, like, it's one thing to talk about, help about and all that sort of stuff, but you've actually, like, physically, you've lived through the whole thing, right? So you've experienced this inside and out.
Yeah, because of my experience in the police, I went through post-traumatic stress and I was diagnosed with that because of the things I experienced in my career. So I know what it's like to have to be affected by the job, to have been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress, to have thoughts of suicide, to have feeling hopeless and helpless, but also know what it's like to make a decision and to take control of your life and then to be able to fully recover and then to take massive action to lead the life that you want and to have a happy existence outside of what you do.
Yeah, and that's massive, right? I'm like, that's you know, that's obviously something that you had to go through in order to now have that gift to be able to recognize it in other people and then help them through, you know, the journey, right? To get them to, you know, the other side, so to speak.
That's right. I mean, I'm a strong believer that things in life happen for a reason. So I'm certain that I went through what I went through in order to get me to where I am today. I had to go through the pains of having post-traumatic stress and being discharged and the perceived loss of my identity and being suicidal so that I could use my experiences in order to help those who are going through or who may go in the future. So it's an important distinction too. It's like we go through things in our life in order to teach us something, but it all depends on how we look at it and the meaning we attach to it as to whether we learn from it or when we learn from it. So I've had hit rock bottom several times in my life through things I've gone through in my life, but I just never gave up. I just basically said, I'm not going to let this define me. I'll do whatever it takes to get through this. And because of that, I became a much more better, stronger person. And now I've used my experiences through all the bad stuff and all the pain I've been through in my life in order to help those who are going through it or who may go through it in the future. That's an important distinction to have.
It's massive, eh? And it's one like massive, massive trait that you can look anywhere in the world, you can look anywhere in history, and you find like the so-called people that are successful, it's like, what's the one trait that every single one of them have got? And I can guarantee you that every single one of them are going to say something along the lines of never give up and just keep moving forward.
Exactly right. I mean, it all comes down to how you look at things. Like if you never give up and keep focus on what you're going through, like, yes, you're going to have bad days. Yes, you're going to have times that challenge you. But if you keep focus on what you do and just take little steps every day and you achieve that outcome, then you're going to make progress. Yes, you're going to make mistakes and you're going to fail. But for me, it's about how you look at them. Like, I don't make mistakes. I learn from the experience. I don't fail. I actually get feedback. So the difference between those who succeed and those don't is to how they look at the problems that they have in their life and how they interpret things that happen to them.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, you might be listening to this right now and in whatever area of your life, you might be thinking, man, I really don't like this or I don't like that or this isn't happening or this is really hard. But the perception and the way that you look at it really makes all the difference, right?
Exactly right. It's not the event that has the biggest effect upon us. It's actually the meaning we attach to it. So that's why it's important to attach empowering meanings to things that we experience in life. And don't try and mind read or try and guess what the other person's thinking. If you don't know, you don't know. You can't control what they think anyway. So it's important that you attach the best meaning that works best for you in that moment to allow you to process the moment and move on and not get stuck in that moment.
Yeah. Because that can be easy to do, right? Like that can be easy to get sucked down into the vicious cycle of like the rat race. It's like, oh, this is happening and then that's happening and now that's happening and it's sort of, you know, the snowball effect, but it's in a destructive, negative way.
Yeah, it's important that we, when we're experiencing times that we're going through that are difficult, that we don't get stuck in that vortex where we just think that one thing's bad, everything becomes bad. We start labeling it as a certain way and how we are, and that's what we attract in our lives. But it's important to realize that things happen in our life for a reason, to teach us something. Yeah. And that if we do get stuck and we start feeling bad, it's because we're choosing to focus on how the negative things are in our life. So it's important that we change the focus, change our perspective, and change the meaning in order for us to feel better and to move forward.
Yeah, definitely. And they're all, they're all attributes of the tools and the skills that you have now as a certified master hypnotherapist, master NLP coach, and master timeline therapist, and everything else on top of what you already know. It's like, you know, you're obviously using all those sorts of things day in and day out to get those results and to help people change the way that they look at things.
Absolutely, because we've both done the training, we both have that awareness about how our mind works and how best to interpret things and how best to help other people who are basically living unconsciously. They're going through life being controlled by their past, being controlled by their job, by their routines, by their habits, by other people's agendas. So we have that awareness and know how to respond to certain things. Yes. and use our experiences to help others.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's really crazy how now after doing the training and, you know, doing it day in and day out, it's like, it's crazy how you can sit down with someone and within a matter of like minutes, you can find out exactly like what the actual problem is, not what the surface level problem is, but what the actual problem is. Like in someone's neurology, it's like, how is that a problem to them? And then you work out what it is and you're like, wow. When you know what the problem is, I think this is a step, like this is all steps of all step ones. It's like when you know what the problem is first, then you can actually do something about it.
Yeah. And once you know what the problem is, you can actually, as you said, you can work out what to do. But a lot of people's problems and beliefs are all unconscious. They don't know what it is until they actually take the time to sit down and work out, okay, what is they want to achieve? What's holding them back? Why are they feeling a certain way? Why aren't they achieving? It's important that they have that awareness. But until people actually stop just living unconsciously and decide to take some control of their life, they're going to be controlled by their past, by their thoughts, by their beliefs, and they're not going to achieve what they want.
And the cool thing about that, like, why are we qualified to talk about this sort of stuff? Because we've lived it, right? It's like we've both been there where we've both been unconscious. We've both been there where, you know, we're getting results that we didn't really want. And then, you know, we stumble across all the learnings and teachings that we have now. It's like, wow, holy shit, now I can see the light. And, you know, it really changes the game.
Absolutely. I mean, it comes to interpretation. We go through things in life for a reason, but a lot of people just hang on to the stuff of their past. They don't actually use it and apply it for a better purpose. Like for me, when I went through all my stuff with post-traumatic stress, I could have still been stuck there, but I decided the fact that my why was bigger than my why not. So I wanted to fully recover.
Put it on
a t-shirt. My why was bigger because the fact that I wanted to recover so I could actually make a difference, so I could help save lives, so that no one ever would have to go through what I went through, so no families would suffer, so that you wouldn't be affected by what you saw in your career. So for me, it didn't matter what I had to do to get there, but I can now use my experiences, both personally, professionally, and everything else I've been through in my life that's challenged me, as a positive example, because the fact that we have that experience, but we also have the qualifications now and the skills to apply that to our lives and to help people get to where they want to in their life.
Yeah, it's absolutely massive, right? And that's why we live and breathe it, because once you start doing this, it's like you can't not do it. It's like once you've got these skills, it's like, oh, well, I can't wake up one day and just not use them. It doesn't work that way. It's like,
it's a known known now.
it's a known.
It's a known known. We cannot know we unknow what we already know. So it's important that we use it and apply it. So,
yeah, but people already know that, right?
Yeah, it's a no. Yeah.
Good. All right, so look, guys, we want to talk about today. Obviously, you know, we're going to chat about a lot of things. And this is only the first one. I mean, like Jeffrey and I could literally talk day in and day out, right, if we had enough time. And probably the most thing that really holds us back is internet, it seems. It's like, right.
Technology, yeah. We can't seem to get that right, no matter what we do. So far, so good. Yeah. This is going okay, so.
Exactly. This is going to be epic, right? So, look, we're going to bring you guys lots of different stuff. And obviously, you can jump on to not only this podcast, but also Jeffrey's going to have a podcast coming up very, very soon. Right,
yes. Get in the bug. Gonna start doing podcasts and get out there and share my message online and catch up with technology.
Yeah, I think like this is on the topic of podcasts. You think in this day and age when people drive, like our most valuable thing is time, right? That's really it, what it comes down to. So people that it used to be video, but what do you have to do to a video? You physically have to watch it. All right, so this is where like podcast audio comes into play. Like people would be going for a run, they'd be driving their car, whatever it is, listening to this. So it's just a really great tool to use. So if you're listening to this right now and you have a business and you have value and a message to add to someone, get onto this because this is going to, we're in the podcast bubble. It hasn't popped yet, but it's coming.
Make the most of it while you still can.
Exactly, right? Anyway, that's a different topic for another day. But look, what we want to talk about is because like Jeffrey has, you know, he's lived a lot. He's experienced a lot, which is really good. So we want to learn from like both of us today and what to do and what not to do. That's fair to say, right?
Yeah. Hope you're not calling me old, mate. I'm not that old. I'm a granddad, but I'm not old.
Right. I love it. Either way, you're just doing what you're doing. It's really good. So, look, we want to talk about having faith first up. I suppose that's like, there's many, many keys to unlock different locks, but this is a massive one, right? It's like if you don't have faith, then you're pretty much stuffed.
Exactly right. Face the most important things. Like we all have the human needs, that the six human needs that we need to achieve in life, for certainty, for uncertainty, for significance, for love and connection, contribution and growth. But there's in order
I love
to have
how
them
you nailed that. All six of them. Nailed it. I was waiting. I was like, right, go.
Yeah. No pressure at all. But the fact that that's all that everyone in the world wants to satiate those human needs and have them met. But in order to have them, in order to have a happy existence and to achieve what you want in life, you've got to have the foundation of faith. You don't know what's going to happen in life. You don't know what the outcome is going to be. You don't know if it's going to be successful. But the most important thing is to have faith in who you are, faith in your journey, faith in your purpose, faith that if you take the leap, then the universe will catch you and that things will work out. The consequence is if nothing changes, then nothing changes. You won't take the action. You won't get the results. But having faith in who you are and the reason why you're here will lead you on the path to where you're supposed to get to.
Yeah, definitely. Because like the faith side of things is, it's almost like, well, it's not almost, it is. Well, to me anyway, it's like the faith is that little thing deep down inside saying like, no, you're on the right track. Keep moving forward. Keep going. We just got to get through this and then you'll get to that. And then you get through that and then you get to this. Right?
It's just a matter of just keep moving forward because you're going to get obstacles along the way. You're going to make mistakes. But the thing is, that's the universe testing you as to how much you really actually want to achieve what you want to achieve and to learn you and help you become the person. Because it's not about the destination. It's about the journey. It's about who you have to become in order to achieve the results you want, whether it's in a relationship or business or financially or spiritually. You need to go through certain things in order to achieve the results you want. And you've got to have the foundation of faith. So that's going to be your jetpack just to help you stay focused and achieve what you want to achieve. So.
Yeah. Love it. Look, we got to go back because you just dropped an absolute bomb that if people have never heard before, like I think we really got to install this in them. And it was the fact that about your goals, it's like it's not about the goal. Everyone think, oh, it's about the goal and what you get, but it's who you become and who you have to become. What has your goal forced you to become? Like that's the real, like that's the value, right?
Yeah. In order to achieve a goal, you have to have a big enough why, but you can't just want to achieve a goal because you want to be happy, because otherwise you're not going to be happy until you get it. So it's important the fact that you actually enjoy the journey along the way and you'll be happy along the way. And then you celebrate your small victories. Like you may not be anything massive you want to achieve, but the thing is you have to have the celebrations and celebrate the things that you do achieve and that you do well and the little milestones you achieve along the way, because if you're waiting for the end result, then it could take a long while to do. Like my book took me 13 years to write. So, I mean, for me to wait 13 years to be happy isn't a positive thing for me to do. So just to back to sit down and write a chapter or not, or finish a chapter, or spend some time on it and do some editing. It's important that we celebrate the victories along the way and the journey, because you need to enjoy the process. You need to enjoy the journey. Otherwise, once you get there, it's going to be like, okay, is that it? What's next? Yeah. It's important that we have faith in the journey and enjoy the process along the way.
Definitely. And like, we've both been there, right? I've done that several times where I was like, if I can just get this, if I can just get that, or if I can just make this happen, and then I actually get it or I make it happen, and I'm standing there like, well, shit, is that it? I was like, where's the bloody bells and whistles? Where's the medal? Where's all the fireworks? And there's absolutely
where's the flash mob, hey?
yeah. And there's absolutely nothing. It's like, well, you know, if you're doing it for that reason, which a lot of people are, only because of the sheer fact that they don't know any different. You know, like I said, I used to do exactly the same thing. But when I understood that, I heard that from Jim Rohn like many years ago. He's like, it's not about your goals, it's about who you have to become in order to achieve them. And I was like, wow, that was such a aha penny dropping moment for myself. I was just like, shit, it's got nothing to do with the goal. So the goal that I'm setting is just like, who is that going to force me to become? You know?
Yeah, exactly right. Because if we could achieve our goals by who we are, then we'd all have our goals. We wouldn't have to change. It'd all be easy. So we need to have something that challenges us in order for us to achieve those results. And we need to become certain people to do that.
And here's the thing, right? That's why many people, you know, when I say many people, not all people, right? Because some people are killing out there, which is great. But many people are not achieving their goals because of that sheer fact that you just said, that they're not changing within themselves. They're not changing themselves to get the goal. They're just expecting things to happen.
Yeah, they're expecting that, yes, that they've said that what they want and that will just arrive to them. It actually takes action in order to achieve those goals. And
you've got to do it. You got
exactly right. That's the same thing with like pleasure and pain. They're the two biggest driving forces. People who, even though they know what goal they want to set and they've got a big why to do it, they're too afraid to go through the pain to achieve that result. Yeah. And until they change the meaning of their why, bigger than their why not, they're not going to get anywhere. So it's important that they have a goal that they want to achieve that actually makes them want to get out of bed, that makes them want to stay up late, that makes them want to change, wants to do whatever it takes to get there. That will drive them and motivate them. Yeah. And that will keep them on that way, on that path, along the way, rather than just looking at the final outcome of whatever it is. It's important that they have they have goals that actually lighten them up and help them become that person to achieve that result.
Yeah, definitely. And you know what? I think that has been my number one, like looking back on my life now, I think that's been my number one sort of go-to trait. It's like that grit. Do you know what I mean? It's like the ability to handle, deal with like uncomfortability. That's even a word. That's a word now, right?
It is now. Yeah. It's about just, once you know what you want to achieve and focus on and doing whatever it takes, stepping outside your comfort zone. And I just see whatever you experience in life is all part of the experience of life. Mm-hmm. So the knockbacks, the failures, the going off track and the delays and stuff like that is all part of the experience.
That's where all the gold is, right?
Exactly right.
It's like, you know, I don't know about you, but I know definitely about myself. It's like I look back and majority of the times, all the things that I've really truly learned, and when I say learn, I mean like I understand them on like a cellular level because I went through the whole thing physically, like you would have with your PTS. It's like, you know, you've got that for life. But all the great things that I look back on, it's like I got that when I was at the lowest of lows. Very rarely do I look back at the highest and highs and think, oh my God, I learned so much then. It's like that was great. It was awesome. But that's not where I got all my, you know, that's where I didn't get all the gold from.
Yeah. When things are going well, we tend to celebrate life and take things for granted. But when things are really tough, we tend to take a step back and ponder where we are and what we've got to do and become more resourceful and we learn lessons. And because of the emotional intensity attached to that, then it actually becomes part of our conditioning. So we know how to react in a similar situation if it happens again.
Yeah, definitely. Here's something that this just popped in my head, right? And, you know, it's got to come out because it's very, very important. So if you're listening, listen. It's the fact that if you bury your head in the sand, which I did for many, many years, and it nearly got me to the point where it killed me, right? So that's not a great option, all right? So whatever it is with your life right now, if you're burying your head in the sand, then to bury your head in the sand, you've got to be on your knees. If you're on your knees, you're in the shit. You can't fight on your knees.
No, you can't. It's not a good state to be in. The fact that we're at that stage, you've already gone from basically you're one step away from being like flat on your back or face down.
Yeah.
So it's important that you acknowledge that. And when it is in our darkest days that we learn the most about ourselves, we've learned about our true strength, our true character, and we learn things in order to help us to achieve. And we also learn who our true friends are, who's going to be there to support us in time. So
Someone said to me the other day, Luke, how many friends you got? I'm like, oh, I could probably, you know, I got a handful, like literally a handful that, you know, that I class as like really, truly good friends. And yeah, so true, right? Because once upon a time, it's like, yeah, I got millions of friends. But then when things start going down and things start happening, it's like, oh, shit, where is everyone?
You know who your true friends are when things really get tough, and it's good to know who they are.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, yeah, you know who you can turn to if you really need anything, right? Which is good. So look, you know, for people out there right now, like, man, if you've like listened to this whole thing, there's been some gold in here, right? I've been taking notes on a few different things that's come up, and I would strongly advise that you go back and listen to this again. Would you, Jeff?
Oh, absolutely. Like, you and I just have conversations and we always come up with pearls of wisdom and stuff that we talk about because we understand, we have the awareness of what to say and what we've been through, and now we can actually make things relate to people's lives. So it's very important to listen to this over and over again, because like once you may hear it, the second time you may hear something different. So it's important that you keep listening to us.
And then the fifth time, like, you know it. One thing to listen to something, it's another thing to know it. It's like worlds apart.
Yeah, there's a difference between hearing and knowing. So it's important that you listen to people who know what they're talking about, who are passionate about what they're talking about. Yeah. And whether you take that on board is entirely up to you, but we're just offering our advice and our experience and what we know, and hoping it makes a difference in your life.
Definitely. So look, we're going to leave just this conversation, but man, did you have fun?
I had a lot of fun. It's always good to catch up, and it's always fun talking about the stuff that we're passionate about and that we've been through, and hopefully it resonates with some people and it makes them listen again and points them in the right direction in their life to have faith, believe in themselves, and just trust that they're on the right journey. But they can't do that unless they just make a decision, actually decide where they are, work out what they want, and then make a decision to put them on the right course, to start living consciously and to have faith in making that decision and follow it through, that they'll get what they want in life.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you heard the man. Do what he says. Do it right now. All right?
Absolutely. Because,
if you're not going to do it right, because if you're not going to do it right now, then when? Like, when are you going to do it, right? It's like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Well, that's bullshit. Tomorrow never comes, right? It's like, oh, I'll do it next week. Or I got to wait for this to change. I got to wait for that to change. I'm like, no, everything changes internally first.
And it all starts with a decision. I know we're not talking about decisions, but in order to achieve the results you want in life or recover from anything, you have to start by making a decision.
Yeah.
Decision to be in control of your life, work out what you want, where you want to get to, and what you have to do to get there, and have faith in that process.
Yeah.
So even if you can't make a decision, it's still making a decision. Like, indecision is a decision, because in that moment you're saying no to that opportunity. So it's important to decide what you want, work out what you want to, where you want to get to, how you're going to get there, have faith in the process, and just keep moving forward, reach out for support, and do whatever it takes. Look at us compared to where we were the last 6 months, like 12 months, 5 years, 10 years
different,
ago.
Different.
Massive difference, because of the fact we've made decisions, we've had faith, and we're trusting in ourselves, and we're also supporting each other.
Yeah,
in terms of what we're doing. So it's important to have that support as well.
Definitely. So look, if you are, you know, obviously listening to this now, and anything that has resonated with you, then look, you can find us on Facebook. You can jump on and follow like Jeff Garland on Facebook. You can jump on myself, Luke Pierce, and hey, like, you know, leave us a comment or send us a message or something like that. If you're really struggling, if you want to talk, this is what we do day in and day out. I wake up, Jeff wakes up, he thinks about this, I think about this, we go to sleep, I'm thinking about this, right? So this is what
just to clarify, we go to sleep separately. You're in Queensland, I'm in New South Wales.
Yeah, so different states. Don't get too carried away.
If anyone actually has anything they want us to talk about in particular, like a topic they want to cover, if that's okay with you, look to let us know. We'll have a chat, because it's important to work out what everyone wants to listen to, and then we can actually say what we can say and help them as much as we can.
Definitely. Alrighty, guys. So take it easy. Do what you got to do, and we will talk to you very, very soon.
Thanks, Luke. Thank guys.